I can tell who's on the way out. 25 shows, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out.
We got the Celtics game tomorrow. I'm excited for that.
Yeah,
Celtics
versus Philly.
I think we got to bet it, and then we'll all be really enthused.
Knicks Celtics are always a good game.
I've been hitting some parlays, so I'll take a little Celtics action if I'm there.
I think we might have to. I'll throw something in together.
I'm going to be heckling Jaylen Brown. I got you over 40.
Bro,
if
we're behind the bench, you're going to see the seats right behind the bench. You're going to be like,
we're going to see. We're going to see if Aiden blesses us, buddy. We're filming this before Aiden.
We'll see.
We got those seats right behind the bench. Last year, he gave it to us. Yes. And, bro, it's TV time, too. So whenever there's a timeout, you're on TV. Because, bro, it's them and literally you. So they can hear everything you're saying. So
you can hear everything.
It was before we knew Sam Hauser. And our buddy Coco was talking to Blake Griffin because he was cutting him. And he was, like, saying how they fuck with the accent and shit. So the whole game, me and Prajuda just going, Sam Hauser! Sam Hauser!
And so Blake Griffin turns around. He smiles. I was like, you like that one, Blake? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah, bro, that was funny. How about the time we met Blake Griffin at Peyton Pritchard's fucking private party?
Oh, yeah.
He was fucking sloshed, blackout drunk.
This is just the way the world works, bro. We were supposed to go with Pauly D. His team was supposed to get us in. Then, like, we weren't on the list. We were like, all right, whatever, we'll just go home. And then he gets a text message from Peyton. He's like, yo, pull up to the club. It's my birthday. I'm like, oh, word. All right, so we're chilling. We get there. It's just like me, him, fucking a couple of girls, and like Blake Griffin and Peyton.
People, they take your phone at the door and shit. They put it in plastic bags.
Yeah. Holy shit.
I think we kept our phones. Yeah, they were taking everyone else's phone.
But then we ended up at Blake's house for an after party, dude. He was fucking hammered. Blake was hammered throwing up. It was a good time.
I would imagine.
His penthouse was insane, bro.
Dude, yeah. Wow.
It was like, the 42nd floor or something?
I seen it was on sale. It's like $7 million.
Imagine that, $7 million for a fucking. I mean, it's a fucking insane.
Think about $7 million and you don't have an elevator that goes directly to it. I'd be pretty upset.
What do you got to take? What do you got? How do you?
Well, I mean, you take the elevator, but then you got to walk to your apartment. But like usually, penthouses that
it goes right up. Yeah, that's
imagine that. That's the goal, huh? Having a penthouse with an elevator. Nice, that's
bro.
It, right?
There's some sick ones over here, bro, on the seaport. I mean, God only knows how much those are.
Look at the millman truck, those fucking peasants delivering the mill.
Someone's going to do it, though, right?
Dude, that job is brutal. God bless.
How was your experience at the post office, though, all reality?
Dude, it was tough going in every day. When I started making content, dude, and I started posting, like, cooking for the athletes, I would go in and just, like, these old miserable dudes would see it, and they would be like, yo, go suck Devontae Parker's dick. Like, he sucks. Why are you cooking for him? I'm like,
just haters, bro.
Just
haters.
Yeah,
so
bro,
every day I was going to say, how was your experience working blue collar doing? Were people, like, haters, or was it, like,
honestly, bro, people weren't really haters. Like, for the most part, everybody, like, because a lot of the people in my yard were kind of, like, around, give or take our age, like anywhere from like the 20 to 40 range.
Yeah.
And obviously we're like 24, 23. And they were like respecting the fuck out of it, to be honest. Yeah. And they were like, because kid comes to work. But before that, he like on my way there, I would like literally film in my car, smoking a cigarette on my way to work. Or I would be in the yard, park up my truck before I had to go get changed. I would do a video and kind of just like do that and grind that out every day. Then go to work, see how it's doing. Like a lot of my fucking first viral videos happened on the job.
Definitely.
Like I give credit to the job
for that.
That's
what it takes.
That's union.
That's union. Actually, the pastrami sandwich video happened on the job. Damn. All the union ones happened on the job.
Yeah, bro. Well, the job, ton of content.
The Mariners one.
Ton of content came from the job. And when we left the job, the first month was like an adjustment period. And like a little bit of, we lost like a little bit of our content because we weren't at the job.
You came over here when you quit.
Yeah.
Remember
it
was like the first
August.
Week when they quit?
I'm just talking about that.
Yeah, in August. Like a month. Yeah, it was probably about like a month after because it was like mid-June we came. And then
we had, that was the second time you came. Oh, no, the first time we came, we had it set up nice. We had like the boat in the harbor. We hit Tall Ship. We had some nice dinners.
Oh yeah,
what
shit was fire, bro. That was the event. That was the event.
Yeah, the event.
The event was the first time they came, bro.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah. Was that the first time you guys came on?
Yeah. Then the second time was for the Drake concert.
That
the
was
first
lit too, huh?
The first time we filmed though was in Brooklyn, bro. Outside of
you
guys showed up with Jake.
This summer, that will be 3 years ago.
Well, no. Damn, really?
Yes, bro. 3 years.
Fucking hell.
No, two.
Guess what? July, June?
Got to be 2 years.
No,
2 years.
Bro. Three, bro.
Was it 2021 or 22?
21.
What? No way.
Yes, bro. I'm telling you.
No, because I started dating Marissa in 21. There's no way.
Like you're saying, next summer's going to be 3 years.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, you're maybe
right. No, next summer's going to be two, bro.
Bro, I'm telling you.
All right, well, I'm not going to debate this.
No, we're debating it. We're already here. Now I'm
walking. We're already fucking here. No. Are you really scrolling through all your pictures right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, it's the first time. Oh, wait, 2022.
There's a dick
pic. Oh, yeah, I'm an idiot.
So you just went through all that to prove you were wrong.
Yeah, 2 years, 2 years. This summer will be 2 years. Damn.
Anyway, back to the Celtics game. I think it's fair to say the Boston sports are always going to be better than the New York sports. Is that a fair statement to make?
Fair, my ass. We were living in 1973, maybe. Yeah, but.
Buddy, last 20 years. Talk to me nice. How are you guys doing the last 20 years?
Yeah, no, it's been brutal.
I mean, the last 20 years. We got two over Brady, so.
But that was the last championship you guys won in what, 2011?
It's been a rough
last
10
New York
years.
Overall championship was 2011.
It's been like a rough 10.
You guys got
years.
Fucking nine teams in the last championship of 2011.
I know.
You know who'll never win again? Mark my words,
Bill Belichick,
the Yankees.
What? Oh. I mean, honestly, I don't even know. Maybe. Yeah.
I don't think
they kind of fell apart, though. They fell apart. The socks suck. So
they
did.
But you know why, though?
Because of the payroll. We have the payroll, so eventually we'll probably win something.
Yeah, that's true.
They're talking about trading for Juan Soto right now. They're in talks. Apparently.
You know who's coming to Boston? Shohei Ohtani.
He's coming.
Shohei's coming.
I would love to see him hitting Boston.
So I talked to an expert, Jared Karabas, Red Sox guy. He said there's about like a 25% chance. A good 25%.
Jared Karabas hates the fucking Yankees.
Yeah, he does.
What
he
about
does.
Daisuke Matsuzaka? We got him.
I don't see
why not.
Who's the other one? Who's the big the old pitcher for?
Oh, Yoshiro Manini.
I don't know.
Yoshiro Manini.
I don't know
what the fuck his name is. The guy who was on the Mets. You're talking about, right? The guy who was on the Mets.
CC Sabathia.
Fucking legend.
That's what I was talking about. Yeah. CC Sabathia.
He's coming out of retirement.
That's a Yankee I respect.
What's not to love? CC was the best.
Brett Gardner. Cheetah, too. You know who I don't respect? Oh, A-Rod. Can't stand that.
A-Rod's my guy.
Everybody hates A-Rod, but A-Rod's my guy.
I love A-Rod.
I watched the Jeter documentary like probably a few months ago. I didn't realize they had like beef, bro. I didn't realize that was a thing.
Jeter and A-Rod?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Yeah, when he came to, well, everyone, like, it was also a lot of media shit.
It was a lot of media shit. It was. But then A-Rod made some weird comments in the media when they were on the same. It was just weird, bro.
Jeter fucked with him, though, because of 09. Like, if it wasn't for A-Rod, they didn't win in 09. Even though last year we got the MVP for the World Series. A-Rod was fucking clutch in the playoffs in 09.
Who's the overall, you know, who would you say your overall all sports New York GOAT is?
Ooh. Like of all time?
Everything.
Every sport?
I mean, like, how about you say their lifetime? Maybe their lifetime or like all time?
Because your lifetime is the same thing as ours.
Same as ours. Yeah. So your lifetime, who's your GOAT?
Probably Jeter right now.
Jeter's got to be up. Jeter, he's got about five
Eli's
rings.
Eli's kind of a GOAT because he did the two on Brady. Yeah. Like,
true.
How can
no,
he not
he
be
did,
a GOAT?
He's arguably like one of the greatest things ever.
No, who's not? Daniel Jones. He fucking
blows. Yeah, he's definitely not a GOAT.
Him and Matt Jones suck.
Get the both of them.
The Jones.
Get the Jones brothers
I would
fucking
say,
back at it.
I would say Jeter probably. I mean, Jeter's what? The Rangers, there. The hockey team, there's not really any. I mean, Mark Messier was good, but he wasn't.
The Rangers are big, but like in New York.
It's not, yeah, it's definitely not.
Yeah, it's not like
Mariano Rivera.
How about Kyrie Irving? He was on the Nets.
Yeah, Carmelo is an absolute legend. Melo is a legend in the Knicks.
Couldn't win it.
I think it's pretty obvious. Simple question for Boston. Yeah. Brady is definitely the GOAT.
It's fucking Tom Brady.
Who would you say the second to Brady? Because he's like the unanimous.
Second to Brady?
I think that all depends the person.
In our lifetime?
It does depend the person.
Because me.
Ortiz is up there.
It's either Ortiz or Pierce for me.
You say Pierce.
Paul Pierce,
It's a Dane O'Chara.
I think I got to go Ortiz, though.
Marcus Smart in there.
Marcus Smart is down with Ja Morant. That fucking god awful.
They're down
Jesus
in Memphis.
Christ. I'm saying a prayer for Marcus Smart. He is a good dude. I met him one time. He's a nice dude. We know a lot of his people, but that was a tough situation, bro. Actually, Porzingis was on the Knicks, right? He's up here. Tingus Pingus.
Porzingis Pingus.
I honestly forgot Porzingis.
He had mad hype, bro. Didn't he have mad hype when he was drafted?
Porzingis nice. Like, he had a good year when he was playing in Washington, too.
Yeah.
He's nice.
He's what team's on now? He's on the fucking Celtics.
Are you gone?
You're going to see him play tomorrow night.
He's not playing. He's hurt.
Oh, is he?
Is he?
He's been playing good, too.
He's been balling.
Who's your other center?
Al Horford.
Legend.
Al Horford is a G.
He's still rocking.
He'll give you like 12, 5, and 4.
You know what's crazy, though, bro? We traded Robert Williams. He tore his ACL. He's out for the year.
Damn.
Isn't that crazy?
That is fucking nuts.
Was that the Porzingis deal or was that another deal?
No, that was Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday, yeah. We got Drew Holiday, too.
Yeah, Drew Holiday.
Bro, the Celtics are nice, bro. The Celtics are really
good.
You
got a deep team, bro.
I forgot you got
Drew
Holiday.
They're killing teams, too.
Yeah,
he's a first in East, right?
This mailman's pacing back and forth out there, shivering, the wind's blowing
around. Why are you abusing the mailman?
I'm just watching him.
Why do you have to abuse the fucking poor mailman?
He's doing his job.
You're going to get a lot of union guys watching this scene, like, wow, this prosciutto poppy gets a spoiled bitch.
Well, I'm not a spoiled bitch. I just have trauma with the post office. Waking up. Right now is tough, bro. You go in 5 a.m., you deliver packages before your shift starts at 8.
You know, Prajut was my mailman.
That is funny.
The last year he was doing it, he was like, actually my mailman.
Yeah. I had beef because they kicked me off that route. They were like, oh, kid, you're doing this social media stuff. Like, you can't be doing both. That's why I don't like it, bro. I don't like those dudes, bro. I really don't. Well, the East Boston office. I don't know this guy out here fucking getting blown around in the wind, but...
What's some New York slang? Give me some New York slang.
Let's see. I said I'm fit. Yeah, you don't. I was like, okay, bro. I get it, bro. I'm not in shape. Like, I'm not
saying like I'm fit. That means like I'm down,
bro. Nah.
Why? What do you say?
I'm with it.
I'm down.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go.
I'm fit.
Simple as that. Right?
I'm like, yo, Nicky Jones, you guys want to collab on a post? I'm fit. Okay, bro. I get it. I'm trying to go to the gym.
Yeah,
like,
I'm trying to lose weight. I know, but
it wasn't a dig at the figure. It's just this, I'm fit. Like, I'll do it. Yeah.
What about on dogs? You know what that means?
On dogs?
On like what, bro? On dogs.
You guys don't say that in New York? You say like dead dogs.
Dead ass? You mean dead ass? Like dead serious?
Basically the same
thing. Dead ass. That's what I mean. Dead ass. You guys say dead ass down here, no?
We do.
How about
bugging? How about respectfully?
Yeah.
Respectfully.
You guys say it's brick.
That's kind of a universal thing, though. Some people say it's that too.
That definitely started New York respectfully.
Yeah.
I think,
what's another thing, though? I feel like I'm missing some big ones in New York.
Here.
That's a New York
thing. That shit makes me cringe. I'm not going to lie.
Some New York lingo.
People talk.
some New York lingo gets me like a little cringy too. When people overdo it, like, yo, ach, let me get a bacon. Shut the fuck up.
They're like, you came from Texas. I'm like, bro, they literally used to say Saison packets and fucking ground beef. Like,
yeah bro.
What are we in Texas for?
Just ragu sauce.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, Texas great. For a chicken palm from.
Have you been to the Aki store?
No, I've never been there.
It's like legit in the hood. Like,
it's in Brooklyn.
It's cool, though. It's a cool store.
I would pull up.
No, I heard it's dope.
I guess I like what he does in the community.
I mean, I'm not hating on what he does. He's fucking huge, bro. He opened up a dessert place now too. Like, he's killing it, doing his thing. Can't hate on that, bro. He's definitely doing good. What's the biggest differences from like coming to Boston versus New York? Like, what would you say?
I mean, bro,
you've been here a few times now.
There's just the size of the city. Mm. Fucking New York City is tremendous, bro. Like,
Boston is almost like just like a borough of New York.
Yeah, it's fucking like literally. I like it because I didn't realize how small it was, but like everyone here in a sense, I feel like looks out for each other more. You know what I mean? New York is just, I think, more cutthroat. Like, it's just New York for, like, you know what I mean? People, so many people are doing the same thing. They're running around. You know what I mean? It's like,
See what he said though? It's like everyone here, like, he feels like they help each other more, but we say the opposite too sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
I mean, like, it's yes and no though. It's tight knit because it's smaller, so you're closer to a lot of people.
Yeah.
But there's definitely not as much. You would think there's more support here with like local artists helping each other and like local people, but it's like there's a lot of hate here, a lot of one way
with people too.
Yeah.
For sure.
A lot of like transactional shit here, bro. Like, if you try to go in and have a genuine relationship with everyone, you're not going to have one,
bro.
You
can't.
There's a lot of like, and you guys know it too, bro. You've been in the industry. You know, there's a lot of like fake smiles and shit, fake handshakes and shit.
You know what it is too, bro? It's like when people hit you up to promo something and they want, like, if they know you, knew you before this shit, and they want something for free. It's like, you're not hitting me up unless I built what I built and I'm able to do it.
I haven't heard from you in 4 years.
Yeah, but now you want me to give you a free favor? You know what I mean? It's like shit like that. It's the same principle, you know?
Yeah, bro. That shit.
It's like people don't realize the fucking, number one, every day having to wake up and do something, like do a creative skit or do something like that. Stay consistent, build the brand, build the business, and just build this thing. And everyone's like, wants to come in and be like, oh, I knew this kid for 10 years. He'll give it to me as a favor.
Right. Yeah,
like, it doesn't work.
I just swam to this fucking island evading fucking sharks and piranhas. I'm going to give you the easy way out. Like, I'll help you.
It doesn't work that way.
Let me help you for free, you fucking moron.
You got to pay to play in this game.
That's it. I like that. I like that you just said you do. You got to pay to play, buddy. Lombardo. Shout out Lombardo.
Saying that.
Talk about the fucking Lombardo night, buddy. Take me through the Lombardo night.
What a legend.
Yo, what did we do before that? I don't even remember.
I think we went out to eat.
I think we, the three of us, gave the people a time frame.
We just this and all that.
Because he hooked it up with that fucking hotel room, number one. Yeah, that shit was
fuck.
Lit.
I'm blanking.
I think that was the first time they came.
We went to dinner and then we went to.
I think we were gambling maybe a little bit.
And then we were at the casino.
Yeah, we definitely gambled a little bit, but then Lombardo's like, yo, I got a table at the Graham. Yo, we went.
He's popping space.
Oh my God. Lombardo was banged up.
He was crazy.
Lombardo's assistant, Nicky, was like, he looks just like the dude, like the assistant from Space Jam. Just like him, bro. I see him, he's all drunk. He's wired up. He's sweating. His curls are all out. He's like, yo, what do you want on the sign? What do you want it to say? I'm like, I don't know, bro. I don't know. He's like, what do you want to drink? We'll order whatever you want. He's like, all right, we're ordering Ace of Spade. I'm like, bro, what?
Yeah.
What is that? Like a $10,000 bottle?
He got like the package. I think it was like 10K. It was like three bottles.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
He was going crazy. crazy.
And the sign, he's like, what do you want me to say? I was like, I do like the New York and prosciutto, like with like the X in the middle. It was dope, though. That was a good night.
That was such a good time. Shout out to Lombardo. He didn't have to do that. That was so nice. That was such a just a good, nice thing to do.
Glide Fest. He's a good dude, bro.
Fucking legend. He's a good guy. He's a goat.
Hopefully we'll link with him before we leave.
Yeah, we will. He'll probably pop up. We'll
say what's up to him, you know?
Yo, can we all agree on like in the Northeast at least, like who has the worst accent?
Yeah, who
I'm not. Listen, I'm not defending. Wait a minute, you see how defensive he got?
What are you trying to say?
I'm talking about like. All right. So Northeast is kind of a bad way to put it, but like the upper that part, like Chicago, Philly, New York, New Jersey, Rhode Island, Massachusetts. Like, what was the worst shit?
I think Philly.
I think Philly sucks.
Accent wise,
I don't even know what like a Philly accent sounds.
It's like
I heard of. I heard of
Hoagie. What is it? Hoagie. Let me. What? Who was the dude? You see the Philly fans abusing one of the Bosa's? They go, Bosa! Bosa!
Yeah, the way they talk, bro, is crazy.
I
mean, the
Bosa, I gotta hear that myself. I honestly never heard it. If I hear it, I'll probably think the same thing.
They gotta be the worst fans of sports, though, right? That's agreed upon.
Fucking hell, yeah, bro.
This is coming from Boston and New York sports fans, too. I mean, they're bad.
Philly fans are fucking ruthless, bro.
I like Philly. I mean, we have a lot of like people that watch the videos in Philly and Chicago and all that, so I'm not trying to shit on it.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
I think it's pretty universal that everyone hates Philly fans.
Our boys, two of our good friends, we do to four. Brand ambassadors with they're diehard Eagles fans. They're like huge. They're actually like pretty. You know the kid with all the tattoos, that Eagles guy? He has all the tattoos.
Kid Dunphy?
Dunphy?
No, I don't think so.
Well, yeah, we're like
Dunphy.
They're Eagles guys and we're New York guys, but it's mad funny. But yeah,
they're cool people.
We're gonna get I'm trying to get Joey Merlino up here.
You know Skinny Joe?
You know Skinny Joe? Like him.
Yeah,
I'm Joe. I'm a little skinny too.
So I know he's a legend, bro.
His buddy, he does his podcast.
Who's the fucking kid who screams? What's his name?
Joe Perry.
Is that, like, a little smush. What is it? What's he calling himself?
That's a Philly accent, bro. That's him.
That's his Philly.
That's Philly, bro. That's what I'm saying. That accent sucks.
That's a fucking Philly accent.
I'm not trying to shit on him, but like that accent sucks.
It does.
What's a Chicago accent? Is it Chicago? Is it Chicago?
Oh, listen to Sebastian. Nicky Smith, my friend. You know Nicky Smith. Yeah. Him and Sebastian are actually from the same town in Chicago.
They look like that could be a son.
It's like Sebastian.
Father and son.
Wait a minute. Pete.
He is.
Oh, wait, they're related.
It's related.
They do look alike.
They do. Now I'm thinking of it. Imagine. It might be related.
Nah, but like, yeah, that's at Chicago with like Sebastian Maniscalco type.
What about New Jersey?
Similar to New York. But well, sometimes people in New Jersey, they say like New York says like, I do. Orange, right? They'll say orange.
Orange?
Or like, we'll say, yeah, class or ass. They'll say class, ass.
You know what I'm saying? So your girlfriend's funny because Gianna says that and she's
New Jersey?
Right here?
I know. Well, that's
you're from New Jersey?
I'm not. I'm just saying.
He's just shitting on his girlfriend.
No, that's the example. We talk about this. We've done a video about this.
No, yeah, that she's is true, though. Pissed. They do have,
she's
like,
so
more
pissed.
No, she knows.
They do have, like, yeah, like, it's more of, like, a suburban.
Yeah.
I would say.
I like the New York accent. It's cool. I think the accent's cool.
I like it.
It's all right.
I realized in Boston, not even just Boston, Massachusetts, there's, like, different types of accents.
There is.
Massachusetts.
Yeah, there is, bro. There is. New England, especially. Yeah. Like Rhode Island has its own kind of, like, accent. Boston does too, but like within Boston, bro, different neighborhoods, bro. I swear to God, like Charlestown and Southie and East Boston have different accents, bro. I swear. Like an Irish kid from Charlestown doesn't sound like an Italian guy from East Boston. You know what I mean? If there's different kinds of things that you would only know that though first from being here.
Yeah. I'm in the middle. I'm like, I don't know.
What?
For blood. My accent. Like, I don't know. It's like sometimes it comes out Irish side.
Yeah. You know? I don't know. I mean, yeah, we definitely don't have like a strong, like they have stronger New York accents. We have stronger Boston accents.
Do you think we have an accent?
Yeah.
You hear it sometimes or like all the time?
I hear it sometimes.
Yeah. I hear it. Yeah. I hear it a lot.
He goes, yeah, my ears are bleeding. Yeah, it's been about an hour.
It's the same as me though, because I ask that to people, and
like I hear you every time you talk. I hear New York.
You hear it exactly, you know what I mean? And I won't think like sometimes I'll be talking like, and I'm not thinking it's coming out, and it's coming out, and I think I'm talking more normally, and it's still coming out.
Well, like I do have a Boston accent, but like I'll say New York, like I'm not saying New York, like some people will say New York, like you know what I mean? Like I don't say that. Like I'm not.
You guys like when you say like when we say Boston. You guys say like Boston.
Boston.
Yeah, we
Boston.
Say Boston. Boston.
We say Boston. Boston.
Yeah, I don't know where the ore is.
It's like boar's head, Boston.
Boar's head, yeah.
Coffee, water.
Water?
What's this
water?
Called right here?
Water.
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 Water. Is there a W in there? Like, I'm very confused.
What about
there
might be a W in there. Like, Pock.
I think the W is silent.
Yo, Flick, can you grab my car keys? Like, for real.
Car.
Pocket, I'm going to grab my car keys to park the car.
Oh, park.
Car.
No, park.
See, we spell it like car. We spell like C A H R. You spell it like C A H. Using like car. We're like car.
C A R.
So yeah,
I feel like you guys throw mad A's into shit that doesn't have A's. Like A's. fuck. Like, you know what I mean?
That was good. I think it's more of like an AH.
Yeah,
it's like an
AH. Yeah.
Fuck, we fucking all sound like
right. We all throw in little shit.
It's like a bunch of.
Yeah,
I'm starving.
So we really
gotta
do
bleep that. We gotta bleep that out.
I'm starving.
Hungry?
I think we'd do something to eat, man, huh?
Yeah. I think we definitely, I think we covered a lot of shit. How long are we
I'm looking at that Chardonnay menu.
45 minutes?
Perfect. 45, that's actually
yeah, we're gonna maybe get a little lunch.
Wanna do like an outro or you just wanna?
Yeah. I had another question. I'm not done yet. I'm not fired up. Relax. What's up with the rats in New York? That's big.
Oh my God.
Man, New York's a lot more dirty than Boston.
I used to work when we were doing construction. I will work in the catch basins where they fucking live, bro.
What do you mean
catch basins? You know when it rains and all that shit goes into that, it was grates in the street when you see the water.
Like sewer? By like curbs.
Yeah, you think it's a sewer, but it has like the
like by those curbs.
It's called the catch basin.
It's open. Like
it has a grate.
They have a lot of those.
So yeah, I would clean those fucking things out, and we would even build new ones.
Wait, what?
Yeah, bro. And I would be standing in there building a new
there's
one.
There's like rats in there.
They live in a fucking basin.
Roaches, bro. I was in fucking. I remember I was in like. I don't know if I was in like in Harlem or like 188th Street.
Oh, probably,
in the middle of the
Harlem,
fucking
bro.
Projects.
I worked in Harlem
and
for 6 months.
Building his basin up, and I'm jackhammering to get it out. And I fucking go. This piece goes down, bro. Like 15 rats just run by my foot. I drop the jackhammer.
Bro,
I should have had
a jackhammer in the fucking rats. Bro, are you like? I mean, are you like desensitized to rodents now because of that?
I fucking hate bugs.
Whenever I see a bug or a mouse in my,
you know,
I'm especially my father. My father's
a
like
bitch when it comes to that.
Yeah, we gotta do a camping trip. Us four.
Get the fuck out.
I hate camping. I don't want to camp.
I ain't going in no sleeping bag, sleeping on sticks.
But how
going to a Marriott?
How funny would that be though? We don't want to do that. So you think we like fucking camping? Buddy,
what about Alaska with swimming?
I know, we got the Bruins goalie
funny vlog,
wants us to go to Alaska with him.
A vlog of us camping?
The Bruins, one of the Bruins starting goalies, he's from Alaska. We just had him on. And it's not like there's like a city area there and shit, but it's like he wants us to go up there and do a camping trip with him because like he grew up hunting, camping, all that shit. And like we're not like
but Alaskan camping, bro. It's probably like 20 below zero there. You need a fucking.
Let's talk about it though. What the fuck is up with the campers? I don't get camping. Do you understand? Camping?
I just watched the video.
Why?
The guy was camping. He goes, "Oh, there's a pack of coyotes. I'm gonna go make my breakfast." I'm like, why do people do this?
What,
bro? Like, why?
Put myself in a situation to get killed and eaten by fucking.
He's
animals.
Like all pumped up about the pack of coyotes, but like
he's just like shitting. And wiping his ass with a leaf. Where do you get joy out of that? Where's
imagine
the joy?
Poison oak on that leaf.
Right. And then you got itchy asshole and you're stuck out there. There's no phone,
there's
no service.
No ointment.
There's fucking bears walking by you while you're sleeping. Like, why? Why do we
just, the creepy crawlers that we'll get.
I think it's okay if you die out there because, like, you're in their home. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you set yourself up to that.
Yeah.
I think
it's
just, like, you know what I mean? That's it.
That's
it. It's like, what the fuck you laughing at over there?
Yeah, I think camping, and it's not 1985 anymore.
We don't do the campings, but we're not going to be camping this weekend. We're going to be getting after it.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out Aloft Hotel, too. Aloft.
Yep.
Aloft Hotel. Putting the boys up. What'd you just say?
Aloft.
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 Aloft. Aloft.
It's like, oh, wait, it's Aloft Hotel. Like, oh, my God, the hotel rooms are Aloft.
Aloft or Aloft?
All right.
Aloft?
Well, shout out to them.
Shout out to Aloft. Oh, fuck. Now I'm saying it. Fuck. Aloft. Not Aloft. Aloft Hotel. They're putting them up.
Aloft.
We got a big Celtics game tomorrow.
Yes,
we do. Shout out to Sean Sully. Shout out to Moxie's.
Yeah, Moxie's. Shout out to Mike from Moxie's.
Mike, are we leaving someone out?
Shout out to Dave's Hot Chicken. Al from Dave's Hot Chicken.
Shout out to Al.
Graziano.
Shout out to Wicked Craft.
Halftime Pizza.
Shout out to everyone.
Water plane just landed. You seen that?
Oh shit! Yeah.
There's water planes landing, kid.
Yeah. Oh wow! Yeah, what a view for a podcast.
That
though.
Goes to New York. That plane.
Yeah, that thing will go
$600 one way. I said, "Are you
bro,
gone?
Imagine falling in the ocean right now?
$600 one way. That's not. I mean,
it's not that. It's a cool experience.
But where
but
do
I'm
you
like,
land? On the
yeah,
Hudson?
I feel like I would not trust that shit, bro.
You ever seen the movie Sully?
We ain't giving you a raft here. Go ahead. Take this thing with a paddle to Staten
Island. You're gonna take fucking two boats just to get to your flight and then hope you land okay. I'm good with that.
I think I'm good too.
That's like camping, bro. Why would I do that? Why would? What is the point? Maybe summertime, like summertime.
You ain't
nice.
Fuck, those things ain't getting the type of like intel that JetBlue's getting. Like, you ain't know where you're flying, bro.
You ever see Jaws when they fucking eat in Jaws? He eats the fucking the boat plane.
They say those are more safe though because they can land in water or land.
Yeah, I tell you what, I never did a helicopter, and I don't know if I plan on it.
Bro, we tried getting a helicopter. You know what? Fucking the helicopters. Did they ever get back to you?
No, they didn't.
What was the IG?
helicopter tour of Boston.
Oh, something like that. Helicopter tour of Boston. We tried reaching out to you multiple times. No response. Guess what? You're missing out on the biggest fucking creators. Because
I would have fucking jumped out and ruined the whole business.
Yeah. Yep. I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, can we do the, like, if we do a helicopter, we got to do a skit. You guys seen in Batman in 89 when Nicholson, like, he jumps onto the rope ladder and when he's on the rope ladder.
Bro, on the helicopter.
Or like the old, oh, God.
Yeah, we definitely can't do
a
rope ladder.
I just jump on the rope ladder, it brings down the helicopter.
Wait a minute. You're taking off, he jumps, it's just slowly going.
He just,
down.
Why do you move me off? Like, sorry, Tommy.
We're telling the pilot, come on, take off.
Right up.
Take off, I can't.
Cut it out. Take off, like, they go to the plane.
What the fuck, bro?
Is he landing again?
I wish we could get this on video right
now. Wait, it's going down.
Is he land? Wait, it's crashing.
He just crashed.
I think it's taken off.
You think they got radar on those fucking things?
I don't know, bro.
Looks like a paper airplane.
I don't trust anything in the ocean either. I don't fuck with swimming in the middle of the ocean. I don't like that. Lakes, okay. I don't fuck with the ocean,
bro. Bro, Tommy, I'm petrified of the ocean. And I'm a big, I need water shoes in the ocean.
I'm a lake I'm a lake guy because I know there's no sharks in there.
Yeah.
But there's
like
there's
little fuckers in there.
There's definitely fish in there for sure. Well, like, not,
you ever get stung by a jellyfish?
I feel like
you
have more of a chance. What?
You ever get stung by like a jellyfish?
No.
Shit fucking hurt.
But there are jellyfish out there.
I got stung when I was like 8. And when you get stung by a jellyfish, it shocks your whole body. So you don't know what you actually stung until 20 minutes after. Then the pain goes to like one side. And I had to piss on my thigh.
Oh, you like paralyzed?
I was like 8 years old. And you got to pee on like, if that's it's like weird. If you get stung by a jellyfish, like a way to cure it is like
you have to piss on yourself?
You piss on like the wound.
Oh, wait, no, that is a real thing.
And I was like 8 years old, petrified at Long Branch.
Oh, wait, before we wrap up, I want to talk about the McGregor collab post.
Oh, yeah.
You guys had Conor McGregor collab post with you guys. Can you take, how the fuck did that happen?
Yeah, dude. So
it was funny, honestly.
So actually, bro, we came back from the South. We were filming and we had a gig in Philly, which was basically us going to Philly. There was a brand, it was a brand thing for Forged. Our two brand ambassadors, Trevor and Kristen, were there. Long story short, so was Conor McGregor's videographer, this kid, Andrew, who's a young kid. He's like 23. Probably.
Irish
kid.
They're
from
Dublin.
They got the Irish accents.
We meet the whole Forged crew who are fucking awesome guys. A lot of them from Ireland. Great guys. And we shoot basically like a little promo of the beer. The beer is fantastic. It's like a Guinness, but it's way lighter. So a Guinness, usually like you could have 2-3 Guinnesses. You're like, it's too heavy.
Yeah.
A Forged, you could have a shitload.
Really?
Long story short, we do a promo. And the next day we come back. I'm like, yo, let's post this. I'm like, fuck it. Let me invite Forged. See if they want to accept the collaboration. I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna invite Conor McGregor too. See if he
does.
That's
crazy.
Just
like that.
Because we were like, Nikki was like, fuck it, I'm gonna do it. Because Conor usually like accepts repost collaborator requests with Forged and his businesses.
Yeah,
it's about his business.
Yeah.
So we already have a following ourselves. We're like, he's gonna see this and fuck with it. And he accepted it.
You kind of just got to like say, fuck it, bro. Yeah, I think we've been doing that a lot more too. Asking for what you want and just doing
it. You have to say,
and it worked out, bro. It worked out.
Yeah, if it works, it works.
That,
doesn't it?
That was great.
Crazy, I think we got to do a collab with them with a New York hat.
What?
With them. Get a New York and Boston hat, like something similar.
Yeah, do something like that.
That, like, that do it, the logos intertwined type
that
shit.
Would be and sick.
I think that's a good idea. If we can get like the left side of the hat with the like sick New York patches and then.
Hell Boston, yeah.
You know what I mean? Could be dope.
But yeah, Tom, and that was the day after we got back after 3 weeks of filming. We weren't even going to go to Philly that night. We literally got back. We were running on an hour's sleep after, and we just took the flight home. We're like, fuck it. We ended up going.
So you flew to New York to Philly?
We flew to New York.
To
Newark, chilled for 2-3 hours, seen our family, and then drove to Philly.
And then stayed in Philly that night.
You drove to Philly?
Drove to Philly.
Yeah. And then after we drove to Philly, stayed there that night, then came back to the island.
How long's that drive?
It's only like an hour and a half.
How was the food over there? Did you eat over there or no?
Philly, we had some like appetizers, but I had the cheesesteaks out in Philly. They're good.
They good?
But wait, you guys are only an hour from Philly?
Yeah, it's only like an hour. Like an hour, hour and a half.
I'll fucking go when we go.
I'll fucking drive to Philly.
I'll go when we go.
Yeah, we can always fuck. I got to see who's playing because usually my boy goes to the Phillies game, but obviously fucking baseball's over. But fucking basketball. And it's like it's kind of like Seattle where every stadium in Philly's right next to each other.
So
it's like you got the Sixers and you got the Phillies and then the Eagles right next to
each other. That is dope. That's dope. I want to go to Philly.
They got the Rocky statue. That shit was fire. The steps.
The Rocky statue, kid. That's sick.
Ice.
All right, boys. Well, thank you for the time. I think we're going to wrap
up
here.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
We definitely got to get some food.
We got to do a part two with Big Joe, I think.
In 2 fucking weeks or a week?
We'll do we'll figure it out.
Podcast out there.
We'll figure it out, even if we do it another time. I want your father to come here, bro.
Yeah, bro. He'll come here. We'll make that trip.
We'll take him around.
We'll make that trip happen soon, bro.
Stay tuned maybe, for more content maybe, with the boys.
Maybe my dad will come during baseball season.
That would like be sick. That would be dope. Right, we'll we're going out to see you guys in a couple of weeks, so everyone stay tuned for the content.
Have a fun weekend.
Actually, when this is posted, we're going that Monday. So this will be posted on Saturday. We're going to go Monday. So yeah, stay tuned for the content.
Let's
It's actually kind of crazy. When people see this, they're going to already see whatever shit we have out already.
Yeah,
so exactly.
Hopefully. Well, thanks for having us, gentlemen.
Yeah, thanks, bro. Thanks for coming.
Let's go fucking eat. I'm fucking starving.
At the end of the day, it's all content.
It's all content.
It's content, cuz.
It's all content.
Don't get it twisted.
I can tell who's on the way out. 25 shows, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out. And she gon' let me hit it any day now. What you gonna say now? Have my ex-girl got a bait now. But she still let me stay now. I got a Dallas and a H-Town boo. Got a